Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a classic old-school jungle drum and bass ride groove from scratch in Ableton Live 12 using a sampling first workflow. And just to be clear, this is not about throwing a random cymbal on top of a break and calling it done. We're shaping a ride that actually becomes part of the groove. Think of it like rhythmic glue. It connects the breakbeat, supports the bass line, and helps the whole section feel like it's moving forward with intent. That's a huge part of jungle and DNB energy. A good ride can make an 8-bar loop feel alive. It can open up a drop without cluttering the break. It can create that hypnotic top-end motion you hear in classic jungle, rollers, and darker modern DNB. So let's build one properly. First, choose your source sound. Go into the browser and audition a few ride samples. You want something usable in a DNB context, which usually means a single ride hit, a short ride loop, or a ride with a slightly dirty tail. Nothing too glossy, nothing too polished. In old school jungle, a little roughness helps. The transient can beat a bit harder, the tail can beat a bit imperfect, and that actually gives it character. Drag the sample into an audio track or straight into a sampler or a drum rack pad. If the sample has a long tail, that's fine. We'll control it, but do trim the start so the transient lands cleanly. You want the ride to speak immediately, especially when it's sitting over a busy break. A good listening test here is simple. Solo your break if you already have one in the project, and audition the ride at the same tempo. In DNB, the interaction between the ride brightness and the break texture matters just as much as the ride itself. If the ride fights the break, it won't matter how good it sounds on its own. For this lesson, a safe tonal zone is somewhere in the upper mids and highs, roughly around 5 to 12 kHz. You definitely want to avoid low-end rumble. Anything below around 200 HE is just unnecessary baggage on a ride. Now let's make it playable. If you're using a single hit, load it into sampler and switch to one-shot mode. That's the easiest way to control the sample with precision. If you want more flexibility later, especially if you want to layer or resample it, put it in a drum rack pad. In sampler, a good starting point is one-shot mode with gate or classic trigger, depending on how tightly you want it to behave. Trim the start so the transient hits cleanly, and keep any fade very small so you don't soften the attack too much. If the tail is too long, shorten the release or use the fade-out controls to keep it from washing over the snare. That's important in DNB. The ride should feel present, not endless. You want motion, not a constant fog. Now we'll program the groove. Open the MIDI editor and start with an 8-bar clip. That gives us enough room to build a phrase, not just a loop. A classic jungle-friendly ride pattern often lives on the offbeats, with a 1/8 pulse that drives the section forward. But the key is to avoid making it too mechanical. Start with a steady offbeat pulse for the first couple of bars. Then introduce a little variation. Maybe remove one hit before a snare. Maybe add a short pickup near the end of a phrase. Maybe create a tiny double hit going into the next bar. Those little changes are what keep the ride from sounding like a metronome. A strong guiding principle here is this. The ride should complete the rhythm, not duplicate it. If your break is already busy, you don't need a dense ride pattern. If the break is sparse, the ride can carry more of the motion. So listen to the whole groove and make a decision based on context. For old school jungle, a slightly imperfect pulse often works better than something pristine. A few tiny gaps or timing offsets can make it feel like it was programmed by hand, which is exactly the vibe we want. Now let's humanize it. Go into velocity and make sure every hit is not identical. Accents should be a little stronger, supporting hits a little softer, and any ghost-style taps should sit low in the background. A good range might be stronger hits around the 95 to 110 area, supporting hits around 70 to 90, and softer taps somewhere in the 45 to 65 range. If you want a more classic jungle feel, nudge a few hits slightly late. That can make the ride feel more human and more swung. If you're aiming for a darker, tighter roller vibe, keep the timing cleaner and let velocity do most of the movement. You can also use the groove pool. A little swing goes a long way here. Try a subtle groove with timing somewhere around 10 to 25% if you want some motion, but keep random very low. We want life, not instability. Now let's process the sound like a DNB producer. Start with EQ8. First, high pass it somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz to clear out any low junk. Then listen for harsh spots. If there's a sharp edge around 6 to 9 kHz, tame it gently. If the ride feels too dull, a small boost up around 10 to 12 kHz can bring it forward, but be careful. In DNB, too much brightness gets tiring fast. Next, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way. Start modest, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and see how the tone changes. Soft clip can be really useful if you want more bite without nasty peaks. The idea is not to crush the ride. The idea is to give it a bit of attitude. If it still feels too spiky, try drum bus slightly. A small amount of drive can thicken it up, and a slightly reduced transient setting can soften the attack if it's poking too hard through the mix. Keep the boom section basically off for a ride. We're not trying to add low-end weight here. We're trying to control the top end, and then use utility. This is one of those small but important moves. If the ride is meant to act as a central groove element, keep it narrow or even mono. If it's too wide, it can smear against your hats, break ambience, or cymbal layers. Stereo control matters a lot in DNB. At this point, we've got a ride pattern, but now we want character. So let's resample. Create a new audio track and set it to resample, or route your ride bus to that track. Record a few bars of the processed ride. This is where the sampling mindset really shines, because now you can chop the exact useful parts, trim the tails, reverse little fragments, or turn the loop into a new source of material. That's a very classic jungle move, by the way. Resample something percussive, then re-edit it until it feels like part of the composition, not just a stock layer. Once you've got the audio, listen for the best bits. Maybe there's one bar with a great groove. Maybe a tail sounds especially cool when it's chopped short. Maybe a tiny reversed slice can become a transition hit. You can even layer the resampled version under the original for extra thickness and texture. Now the most important part. Context. Bring in your kick, snare, chopped break, sub, and bass line. The ride should support the groove without masking the snare. It should add lift above the break, and it should stay out of the way of the bass harmonics. If the snare starts losing punch, try removing ride hits around the snare attack. If the sub feels smaller, check whether your ride chain or reverb is creating low-mid buildup. If the bass is bright or distorted, you may need to carve a small dip in the ride around 2 to 4 kHz so the two layers don't fight each other. A really useful trick is to mute the ride for a few bars and then bring it back. If the whole track suddenly loses motion, you know the ride is doing something important. If nothing changes, that's usually a sign the pattern needs more personality or a better rhythm shape. Now let's make it evolve. Use automation to keep the groove moving across the arrangement. Auto filter is great for this. You can start the ride tucked behind the drums and then open it up as the drop arrives. Reverb sends can add a little wash before a fill. Utility width can help the section open up or tighten down. Saturator drive can make the ride feel a little heavier in bigger moments. For arrangement, think in phrases. In the intro, keep the ride filtered and subtle under the break. In the drop, bring in the full pattern. In a switch-up, drop the ride out for a bar or half bar, then bring it back with a new velocity shape. In a breakdown, maybe reverse a tiny fragment into the transition. And in the outro, strip it back so the track is easier to DJ mix out. That phrase awareness is huge. In old-school jungle, the ride is often part of the arrangement language. It helps the track feel like it's breathing. In darker DNB, it keeps the high end from getting fatiguing. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't use a ride that's too shiny or glossy if the rest of the tune is gritty. Don't let the tail overlap the snare too much. Don't leave the same exact pattern running for 8 bars with no changes. And don't ignore the breakbeat context by making final decisions in solo. Solo is for sound design. The full groove is where the real answer lies. Also, don't overprocess the cymbal. It's easy to push saturator and drum bus until the ride gets harsh. That might feel exciting for a second, but in a real mix it just becomes fatigue. DNB needs edge, not earache. If you want to push this further, here are a few pro moves. Layer a clean ride with a dirtier resample underneath it. Keep the clean one doing the job, and let the dirty one add texture low in the mix. Try a tiny room or very short ambience instead of a long reverb. If the ride gets too spiky, tame the transient before EQ rather than relying on EQ alone. And if your track is really bass heavy, use subtle automation or very light compression to keep the ride from stealing attention from the snare. One great exercise is to build two versions of the same ride groove right now. Make one cleaner and more classic. Make the second lower in velocity, a little tighter, maybe with a shorter decay and a touch more swing. Process both, resample both, and compare them against the same break and bass line. Ask yourself which one gives more jungle energy, which one leaves more room for the snare, which one feels more like an old-school roller, and which one would you keep for the main drop, versus saving for a transition or switch up. If you can do that, you're not just making a ride pattern, you're shaping the energy curve of the track. So to recap, start from a sampled ride source, make it playable in simpler or drum rack, Program a rhythm that complements the break. Humanize it with velocity and groove. Process it with EQ, saturation, transient control, and utility. Then resample and edit it for extra character. The ride in DNB is not just decoration. It's a groove engine. And once you hear it locking with the break and bass the right way, you'll know. That shimmer, that motion, that forward pull. That's the stuff. In the next stage, keep experimenting with phrase-level variations and resampling. That's where the ride starts sounding less like a cymbal and more like part of the record.